Quantum computers. Ultimately, the fate of quantum teleportation is intimately linked to the fate of the development of quantum computers. Both use the same quantum physics and the same technology, so there is intense cross-fertilization between these two fields. Quantum computers may one day replace the familiar digital computers sitting on our desks. In fact, the future of the world's economy may one day depend on such computers, so there is enormous commercial interest in these technologies. One day, Silicon Valley could become a rust belt, replaced by new technologies emerging from quantum computing. Ordinary computers compute on a binary system of zeros and ones, called bits. But quantum computers are far more powerful. They can compute on qubits, which can take values between 0 and 1. Think of an atom placed in a magnetic field. It is spinning like a top, so its spin axis can point either up or down. Common sense tells us that the spin of the atom can be either up or down, but not both at the same time. But in the strange world of the quantum, the atom is described as a sum of two states, the sum of an atom spinning up and an atom spinning down. In the netherworld of the quantum, every object is described by the sum of all possible states. If large objects, like cats, are described in this quantum fashion, it means that you have to add the wave function of a live cat and that of a dead cat. So the cat is neither dead nor alive, as I will discuss in greater detail in Chapter 13. Now imagine a string of atoms aligned in a magnetic field, with the spin aligned in one fashion. If a laser beam is shown on this string of atoms, the laser beam will bounce off this collection of atoms, flipping the spin axis of some of the atoms. By measuring the difference between the incoming and outgoing laser beam, we have accomplished a complicated quantum calculation involving the flipping of many spins. Quantum computers are still in their infancy. The world's record for a quantum computation is 3 times 5 equals 15. Hardly a calculation that will supplant today's supercomputers. Quantum teleportation and quantum computers both share the same fatal weakness: maintaining coherence for large collections of atoms. If this problem can be solved, it would be an enormous breakthrough in both fields. The CIA and other secret organizations are intensely interested in quantum computers. Many of the world's secret codes depend on a key, which is a very large integer, and one's ability to factor it into prime numbers. If the key is the product of two numbers, each with 100 digits, then it might take a digital computer more than 100 years to find these two factors from scratch. Such a code is essentially unbreakable today. But in 1994, Peter Shor of Bell Labs showed that factoring large numbers could be child's play for a quantum computer. This discovery immediately piqued the interest of the intelligence community. In principle, a quantum computer could break all the world's codes, throwing the security of today's computer systems into total disorder. The first country that is able to build such a system would be able to unlock the deepest secrets of other nations and organizations. Some scientists have speculated that in the future, the world's economy might depend on quantum computers. Silicon-based digital computers are expected to reach their physical limits in terms of increased computer power sometime after 2020. A new, more powerful family of computers might be necessary if technology is going to continue to advance. Others are exploring the possibility of reproducing the power of the human brain via quantum computers. The stakes, therefore, are very high. If we can solve the problem of coherence, not only might we be able to solve the challenge of teleportation, we might also have the ability to advance technology of all kinds in untold ways via quantum computers. This breakthrough is so important that I will return to this discussion in later chapters. As I pointed out earlier, coherence is extraordinarily difficult to maintain in the lab. The tiniest vibration could upset the coherence of two atoms and destroy the computation. Today, it is very difficult to maintain coherence in more than just a handful of atoms. Atoms that are originally in phase begin to decohere within a matter of nanoseconds to, at best, a second. Teleportation must be done very rapidly before the atoms begin to decohere, thus placing another restriction on quantum computation and teleportation. In spite of these challenges, David Deutsch of Oxford University believes that these problems can be overcome. With luck, and with the help of recent theoretical advances, a quantum computer may take a lot less than 50 years. It would be an entirely new way of harnessing nature. To build a useful quantum computer, we would need to have hundreds to millions of atoms vibrating in unison, an achievement far beyond our capabilities today. Teleporting Captain Kirk would be astronomically difficult. We would have to create a quantum entanglement with a twin of Captain Kirk. Even with nanotechnology and advanced computers, it is difficult to see how this could be accomplished. So teleportation exists at the atomic level, and we may eventually teleport complex and even organic molecules within a few decades. But the teleportation of a macroscopic object will have to wait for several decades to centuries beyond that, or longer, if indeed it is even possible. Therefore, teleporting complex molecules, perhaps even a virus or a living cell, qualifies as a class 1 impossibility, one that should be possible within this century. But teleporting a human being, although it is allowed by the laws of physics, may take many centuries beyond that, assuming it is possible at all. Hence, I would qualify that kind of teleportation as a class 2 impossibility.